keynote speaker is Chelsea T from San Diego.
My name is Chelsea. I'm an alcoholic. I have a sobriety date. It's May 5th, 2013. I'm 22 years old. I have a sponsor, and I have sponsees. I start off by telling like a little bit of my family life and a little bit of how it was, what happened, and what it's like now. Both my parents are drug addicts. My mom's a meth addict, my dad's a meth addict, so was I. My mom has about 11 years sober and married the man that she got sober with as well, and he has about 11 years sober as well. When I was 2, both my mom and my dad divorced, and me and my mom moved off to Arizona. My dad was in prison until I was about 6 years old, and when he got out of prison, we moved back to be closer to him. And being closer to him gave me some, you know, memories with him that I, you know, could salvage. Some things aren't always the best memories, and some things I'm just grateful that I have memories, because I lost him when I was about 15 years old to a stroke due to the fact that he didn't have any blood pressure medication because he decided to use his last bit of money on a sack instead of medication. So I lost my father to this disease, thankful that I have my mother and my stepdad, who both have 11 years sober and work an amazing program. Because with that, being 22 and having 2 years sober, like, my mom raised me in the program and I didn't even know it. I hear, when I first got sober and I heard some of those slogans, I was like, my mom used to tell me that. Like, that's not fair. I had my first drink when I was 9 years old, and after I lost my dad, like, there goes Chelsea hitting the floor running. I graduated high school and I eventually went to college. I dropped out before my first semester. I couldn't keep a drink out of my hand long enough for me to go to class. I got a DUI before college even started. I had a boyfriend that was in and out of prison the entire time I was in high school. And when I dropped out of college, like, I found what did the job, what I felt did the job, and that was heroin for me. I dropped out of college and I went back to Phoenix because I left to go to school, and I threw everything away for it, like, everything away. I threw away my apartment, jobs, the relationship with my mother, who I adore. I threw away absolutely everything that became in my path. And I wasn't just screwed from the gates. Like, I was a young woman who graduated high school. Like, I had potential to do something with my life, and I didn't care. At the end of my disease, at the end of my last run, I wouldn't say the end of my disease because it's still with me every day. At the end of my run, I was 20 years old, homeless, asleep on a bus stop, and woke up getting whacked across the face with a pistol. And I found myself wandering around in a, like, condos, and some man asked me if I was okay, and I just looked at him and I went like this, and he asked me if I wanted help, and I said no. And his wife came out and my dog didn't seem to react to her. She just grabbed my hand. They pulled me inside. They cleaned up my face. They fed me. They wouldn't let me sleep. But when I opened my eyes from whatever had just happened to me, the only thing that I saw on the wall was a serenity prayer. And I knew exactly what that meant. I knew exactly where it came from. And I knew exactly what I had to do. So I called my mom. And my mom had lived out here for a year. I was still in Phoenix because I thought I couldn't leave the one thing that I only knew. And she drove out there 6 hours. She came up and she picked me up. She drove back here and dropped me off in rehab, and I've been sober ever since. That was May 5th, 2013. And I don't know exactly why I've been blessed to be able to stay sober. All I know is that I did what people told me to, even though it was like absolutely like what I did not know how to do. I didn't know how to listen to someone. I didn't know how to, you know, pray to a God that I didn't even know existed. All I knew was that I was alive for some reason. Some reason I survived what I survived, and I felt that at my age, to be able to do that at 20 years old and to be an addict and to be able to survive that, that I had to share it with someone in the future. Like, I knew there was some reason why. I think the thing that I did best when I first got sober was I got out of my way. I got out of my way, and I got out of God's way. And I did exactly what people told me to do. I picked up a sponsor, probably the one sponsor that I would have not chosen, ended up being my sponsor. Like, I grabbed the blonde girl with the Audi and the pretty boyfriend. And I don't know how it happened, but it did. But that was exactly what I didn't want. And she took me through the steps. She took me through the steps, and that was her job. You know, today, like, the difference between, like, me just being one of these people that takes up a seat and doesn't do the work and, you know, tries to stay sober off ego and pride, is that I take my experience with the steps that I have finished and I continue to do, and I show other women how to do that too and how to live a life. I didn't gain any like fancy job, fancy house, but what I did gain is an awesome relationship with my mother and my family, and I also gained like a peace of mind and to be okay inside. And at 22 years old, to be able to do that and be okay with the world and to be okay with myself, I don't know very many like that. And, you know, the girls that I got sober with, there used to be three of us, and now there's two that have stayed sober. And that was 2.5 years ago, and I recently just lost one, and she was at 2.5 years with me. And hopefully that she goes through enough pain that she comes back alive and ready and willing. And I hope that if you want this and you want this program and you want this life, that I hope that you've gone through enough pain, because that's the only thing that has gotten me where I've gotten. I don't think that I would have stayed sober as long as I did if I didn't hit as hard as I did. And if you didn't get anything out of my share, there's plenty of other speakers and other meetings. Thank you.